When a Beam of Light Changed My Marketing Mindset by Harry Jose, SVP. Marketing, First Source. I wasn't expecting a marketing insight that evening. We had just concluded the UK leg of Emergence, our annual CXO summit. Aniket, our CMO, and I were spending the evening at the National Gallery in London. We'd come from the quiet mystery of Leonardo da Vinci's Virgin of the Rocks when we turned the corner into room 32 and found ourselves staring at Caravaggio's Supper at Emmaus. There it was, luminous, explosive, dramatically alive in a way that felt almost out of place among the polite Renaissance order around it. A beam of light cut through the darkness. The table seemed to push out of the canvas. The disciples looked like real men reacting to a revelation, not idealized figures posing for philosophical contemplation. And standing before a painting made in 1601, I suddenly saw a perfect analogy for the challenge I'd been wrestling with as a modern marketer. To understand why it hit so hard, you have to appreciate what Caravaggio was reacting to. The High Renaissance had reached near perfection. Beautiful, instructive, mathematically precise. But it had also become predictable. Designed for courts and high society, not the common man in a crowded church. Into this world walked Caravaggio, unruly, streetwise, impatient with rules. He painted real people with dirty feet. He used light not to model form, but to reveal truth. He democratized art. Marketing today is standing at the same threshold. We can keep polishing the old Renaissance model. Campaign calendars, functional silos, manual production, legacy KPIs, approval chains that slow everything down. Or we can recognize that the world it was built for no longer exists. Most marketing teams still operate on old assumptions. Technology treated as tools rather than ecosystems. Labor-first production models. Hierarchies that control rather than enable. Work scattered across regions, agencies, and disconnected tech stacks. For a single campaign to happen, field marketing, content, design, web, and social teams all need to come together across Word documents, Photoshop files, HTML, and video, communicating disjointedly across emails and calls with no single place where everything lives. That's location debt, and it's everywhere. The UnBPO answer is consolidation into AI centers of excellence. Unified data, unified content engines, unified audience intelligence. Like Caravaggio's single beam of light, these hubs focus attention where it matters. Marketing moves from chaotic production to cohesive orchestration. The talent model shifts too. The future marketing team isn't a hierarchy of specialists waiting for approvals. It's human strategists working alongside gig creators, AI agents generating content and insights, automation co-pilots, and data interpreters. We are no longer artisans producing one piece at a time. We are orchestrators managing a hybrid intelligent workforce, and the technology mindset has to change entirely. AI isn't a tool we plug in. It's a worldview. Everything is data. Everything can be personalized. Everything can be accelerated. Everything can be orchestrated. Marketing becomes fluid, adaptive, and intelligent, not a function that produces assets, but a system that delivers outcomes. As I finally stepped away from Supper at Emmaus, I kept looking at that disciple's elbow jutting out, defying the frame, breaking into my space. The world is pushing into our frame. New technology, new expectations, new competitors, new behaviors. We cannot stand at a respectful distance anymore. Caravaggio did this with paint. The moment of recognition changes everything. The only question is whether we're ready to step into the light.